Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
There are plenty of gators in Alabama, but how about some enjoying a day at the beach? One such unlikely critter was spotted, listen to this, riding the waves recently.
Is that right?
On Dolphin Island.
Wow.
Bobbing calmly near the human beachgoers, sunbathing and waiting. Matt Harville came across the lengthy gator while at the beach taking pregnancy announcement photos with his girlfriend. And he said the reptile seemed to be enjoying the sun and gently breaking waves, attracting several beachgoers to get a closer look.
And they interviewed him, Preston.
Dude, you got the best barrels ever, dude. Just like you pull in and you just get spit right out of them. And you just drop in and just smack the lip.
He said, it didn't hiss.
And then after that, you just drop in, just ride the barrel and get pitted, so pitted like that.
Charge or open his mouth at all. And it seemed like it was kind of speculating and seeing what was going on. Harville snapped photos and videos of the gators, show family and friends, and alligators are found throughout Alabama in saltwater bayous and estuaries.
Did not realize they'd go down to the beach.
I did not either. In Ohio, officials have arrested a 26-year-old woman who allegedly defecated on a church altar over the weekend. On Saturday, Laura Menard entered the Good Samaritan Hospital Chapel in Cincinnati and allegedly defecated on the altar, then reportedly wiped her ass with a cloth runner.
Holy crap.
Yeah. Menard allegedly spread feces on the altar table using a picture that she found in the chapel.
So was this some sort of act of defiance, or is she just a complete slob?
Officials did not disclose a motive. Menard faces a charge of desecration. And she is set to appear in court on May 25th.
I'm going to want to hear the reasoning behind this. Because the altar's up high. Yeah, probably a little titched.
Well, okay, hang on a second. Is the altar the table on the stage, or is the altar
I'm assuming the
stage?
That's the dais. So I don't know. We could talk about this for a while. But I'm
sure there's a huge
on.
Book about pooping in churches.
A mom born with two uteruses has welcomed twins, conceiving one baby through IVF in one uterus and the other baby naturally in her other uterus.
That's crazy.
Madeline Kaklikas and her husband welcomed their miracle twin boys, Cole and Nate, following 10 rounds of fertility treatment over 3 years. Medics describe Madeline's case as 1 in 50 million due to the fact they were both conceived using different methods and were each developed in a different uterus. Madeline, who is from Melbourne, Australia, discovered that she has a rare congenital condition called uterine didolifts.
I'm sorry.
I think.
That sounds like some bizarre exercise. Just did a couple of uterine diddlers.
Diddle fries.
Diddle fries are
maybe
great.
Maybe that's it.
With
I
a
don't
hamburger.
Know. Or diddle fries.
Need more diddle fries, please.
Yeah.
I just did my diddlers.
Where a woman is born with two uteruses, and she and her husband began trying for a baby in 2020. They didn't have success. Everything. They were never going to fall pregnant.
I've never heard of the two uterus thing. And never.
Madeline and John were shocked, but totally over the moon to learn that they were actually expecting two miracle babies. So it was at the 10-week scan that Madeline learned she was expecting twins with a second spontaneous baby in her second uterus. She said, John and I looked at each other in total disbelief. We also realized that we had been conceived at different times.
Yeah.
In different ways. One twin was conceived through IVF and the other was naturally. As the pregnancy was classified as high risk, she was under constant monitoring and was offered a planned C-section as her condition made a natural delivery impossible.
I just wonder, like, how close in time they could conceive. Do you know what I mean? Because, like, if you conceived, like...
You got to have a stopwatch.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, so if you have two uteri...
Yeah.
Then does that mean you have two different menstrual cycles?
That's what I was wondering, because it's the shedding of the uterine... lining, correct?
Right. But it also has to do with ovulating. So it's how many egg thingies you have. Egg holders.
Egg
nurses are gynecologists, don't you?
Ovaries?
Ovaries, thank you. I only have one.
You have a problem with your egg thingies in your cooter hole.
The egg holders.
Doctor, I'm not sure. Can I see your diploma?
Your
fuzzy hole there has eggy things. And I'm not sure. Is there any documentation?
Your fuzzy
hole.
Two egg thingies in the above the peepee nozzle.
Peepee nozzle?
Is this guy a doctor?
I don't understand why.
You're a doctor, so we'll just take your word for it. Madeline gave birth to her twins February 20th at 34 weeks. She says she was petrified, but her husband kept her calm. We only had 10 minutes before they were taken to special care, she said. And after 17 days in the hospital, Cole and Nate were discharged and able to go home with their parents, and they're very glappy about that. A 350-pound black bear relaxing in a tree in a Traverse City neighborhood was shot with four tranquilizers before it fell asleep and eventually fell out of the tree as dozens looked on, and one of the neighbors, Annette Anderson, said, "It's like the best block party ever."
Oh, my God. Not having a lot of things going on over there, are they?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm so glappy.
wildlife experts
were just kind of hanging out. Actually, I was a little depressed, and then all of a sudden, here I am completely glappy.
Wildlife experts responded to a morning call about a bear in a tree on Sunday. The saga went on for hours as a crowd gathered to watch. They fired tranquilizer darts into his butt and then...
Go get your lawn chairs. There's a bear in a tree.
And slept on a thick limb before falling to the ground. And Ashley Walter had pulled mattresses out of her home to cushion the landing.
Oh, that's cute.
Steve Griffith, the wildlife biologist, said they're a tough animal. Obviously, they're in trees all the time, and they do have accidents in the wild.
Yo, thanks for the mattresses, man. That's great.
He said they could take a pretty good fall. The bear's vitals were checked before it was transferred to a bear trap. And next, it'll be transported about 50, 60 miles away and released into a wooded area.
Is that real?
Yeah.
And the bear is in mid-fall and looks like an angel bear hovering over the crowd.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
The toddler died after a boat ferrying more than 30 villagers across the Shire River in Malawi was attacked by a hippopotamus, whoa, causing it to overturn. The 23 of the boat's 37 passengers were missing and feared dead in the water, which is infested with crocodiles and hippos. But more likely, people probably drowned. I mean, there was in a river.
Yeah.
Rescuers are continuing searching for the missing persons. It's dangerous to cross the river, and accidents are common. A spokesperson said it's too dangerous because the river is too shallow. And in this river, there are crocodiles that most of the time attack people. Hippopotamus also cause incidents like the one we're dealing with. So
we've pointed out many times that they kill more people in Africa than any other animal.
So, yeah, apparently they can snap a canoe in half with their jaws if they need to. So this one attacked the canoe and people fell, and it's terrible. All right, little lighter nature story. The DeLuc family had an unusual guest appear at their home. It was a moose.
A moose?
Yes.
Why don't you forget the moose for a moment?
The family.
So many moose stories.
Motion camera alerted them that they had an unexpected visitor making a ruckus outside their house.
I'm going in there and I'm going to make a ruckus.
The Sherry Hirschler said, we hosed her down with the help of the fire department. She was tranquilized and loaded into a truck. Mass Wildlife State Deer.
She's like Flashdance.
And moose biologist Martin Feehan said the approximately 2-year-old moose is recovering and is expected to be fine. He said she's doing pretty well. She did also have a pretty bad case of winter tick, which can be lethal. And she's pretty lethargic from it, but will recover most likely.
I mean, again, that's another animal that can murder your ass.
Oh, yeah. A can of beer, a semi-automatic pistol, and a dune buggy were factors in a deadly confrontation in Florida on Friday. A Florida man allegedly threw a beer can as a dune buggy passed him, then fatally shot the driver after a confrontation.
So
the guy who threw the beer can shot the driver. The alleged
shooter.
That's
just bad cricket.
Wallace Manon Kirkland was standing on the side of the road with his wife and their neighbor when another man drove by in a dune buggy. Kirkland either, quote, attempted to or did throw a beer can over the vehicle as it passed, leading to the confrontation between the driver and Kirkland.
Have there been any exchange up to this point?
Well, yeah, they have had exchanges
before.
They
had words.
But after exiting his vehicle, the driver allegedly said, I'm going to kill you to Kirkland.
And followed through.
No. This is the driver saying that. And when the two men were within 4 feet of each other, Kirkland allegedly pulled out the gun and shot the man in the chest with a Ruger. Prompted the victim to say he couldn't believe Wallace Kirkland shot him. Witnesses to the incident told authorities they couldn't see any weapons in the victim's hand, and the affidavit noted that the victim was both outnumbered and physically smaller than Kirkland and his neighbor. The victim attempted to run to his vehicle and drive away, but he lost consciousness and later died at a nearby hospital. Based on multiple interviews by witnesses, it appeared that Mr. Kirkland and the victim had several verbal altercations in the past.
Have you ever been on a dune buggy and ridden around on the dunes?
I would love to. You have?
I did it in Pink Coral Sands in Utah.
I did years ago when I was a kid. It was
awesome. And yeah. So we were following our guide, and our guide was not going slow. And I thought I was going really fast, and right, I couldn't keep up with that guy.
All right, one last story, and then our guest. The world's first vagina museum, which was forced to close earlier this year, has been relocated on a new premises.
So, okay.
But the London-based attraction must raise $85,000 by early June in order to secure the six-year lease on the new property.
What's contained within the vagina museum?
Lots of vaginas.
Okay.
But can you imagine
what
the doors must look like?
Right, exactly.
And the doorbell as well. It's so far raised. It's hard to reach. It's so far raised $43,000 with more than $32,000 from the public and $11,500 behind the scenes.
I find if you reach your arm under that in against the wall,
you can find it.
Get a good reaction.
What happens then?
The entire building shakes.
So it does exist.
It's there. You just got to look for it. The museum says that it is a now or never situation and fears permanent closure if the funds are not raised. Florence Schechter, the director of the Vagina Museum, said this is crunch time. We have every faith that we will meet
crunch
our fundraising
time with the
goal,
Vagina Museum.
Within this time frame. So last year they hosted an exhibition called Muffbusters, Vagina Myths and How to Fight Them. And they also had the exhibition's periods, a brief history from A to V. And they asked if they could get some help with this. So
it kind of sounds like they have a fun spirit.
Dude, they were in Camden Market in London in 2019. When did we go there for the Eagles game?
2018.
Oh, we just missed
surprised
the
NFL
museum.
Hasn't linked up with the Vagina Museum.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.